Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, from Borgata on a football Friday. Great to be with you. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, Devin, Rhea, and Seltzer, 94 WIP. So, drop of the week, we did it last segment. I was remiss in not telling you, presented by Family and Company Jewelers. We always thank Family and Company Jewelers. Great people, true experts. South Jersey's diamond destination. All right, let's get to the results of our poll as it relates to who's going to win on Sunday. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Do more and get more in a 2026 Armin Chevy Trailblazer, starting at only $24,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Sure seems like everyone's picking the Eagles. Now, Coach Ramil was the only one that had it, that I've heard, as a one-point game. He's got the Eagles by a point. But everyone I've heard this week on air has said the Eagles. John, how do you think the poll results shook out?
Is it just who wins?
Who wins the game?
83% say Eagles.
Well done again.
Nicely done.
That was close.
I thought that one would be a little higher just because I haven't heard anyone pick the Rams. But, look, the Rams are obviously a threat.
I do feel like it's going to be tighter and maybe a little higher scoring than we're comfortable with. They're so good throwing the football, and these receivers are so good. I can't imagine when we have such a – I don't know, sort of an Achilles heel, you know, that third cornerback, that they won't take advantage of that. And I can't imagine that we wouldn't take advantage of their run defense, which has been, you know, the last year and a half historically bad.
All right, I'm going to go on record with this one. I've thought it for a year, and I've said it before, but not this week, so no one probably even remembers it. I don't think Puka Nacua is as good as people say.
That's crazy.
You're wrong. Yeah. Joe.
Dude, he's awesome.
I think
he's so awesome.
I think he's outstanding, but I don't think he's one of the five best in pro football.
Oh,
I just don't.
Strong disagree.
Oh, he might be the best in pro football.
Yeah, he might be the best.
If you want the toughest wide receiver in football, it's Puka Nacua.
Well,
if you want the guy who's willing to do everything, like go out there and mangle
people in the run game, I'm a big fan.
Oh, clearly. I can hear it in your voice.
Everyone always, it's ridiculous. It's like you say someone's not top five and people think disrespecting. Here we go. Justin Jefferson. A.J. Brown.
Oh, he's better than A.J.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
He's not.
I'm just telling you, I think he is.
We'll see this weekend and over the next bunch of weeks. And it's not based on stats because A.J. obviously gets...
He is a phenomenal football player.
Here's my top five. This is hard. Because you got CeeDee Lamb. Who else you got? You got...
Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase for sure. I'm going Justin Jefferson, A.J. Brown, Jamar Chase. I got those three.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is
up
there.
Boy, I like that guy. I like that guy a lot.
Malik Nabers is probably up there already.
Yeah, he's a pain in the
ass. Why don't you like Mike Evans?
He's
like the most.
No, he's steady.
But he's not as good as those guys.
He's your top 10 to 12 guys.
He's also
not your top
in year 11 or 12.
He's Rafael Palmeiro.
Yeah, and he's had over 1,000 receiving
yards. He's Rafael Palmeiro.
Rafael
Palmeiro is never a top five player. He's just steady as she goes.
Okay.
And then a little better one. Yeah, you throw that.
Yeah, Puka.
2 weeks in, Puka has more receiving yards than all of the Eagles receivers combined.
Wow.
So
that is saying something. Yeah. All right, let's talk to Anthony in South Philly. Anthony, good morning.
Yeah, well, that's all we can do, right? I mean,
Anthony.
Hey, guys.
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, you got to pipe that whatever down in the background. Is
radio,
that a TV
what
or
that? Yeah.
What is that?
By the way, while he's doing that, Puka leads the league in catches, too.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you, Anthony. Go ahead, man.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. So,
sure.
Good morning, guys. Hey, listen, I want to play a little bit of devil's advocate here this morning, right? And I want to say for any Philadelphia Eagles player who's listening or former players, because I haven't heard anybody say anything about this. I went back and I watched the full game, the full Dallas game, the full Chiefs game, right? Because I came into this season, I'm looking at these two games, and I'm a little rough on Jalen to start out. And then after I watched these games, I'm like, man, God bless his heart, man. Like, this guy, you look at the first game against Dallas, right? Matt, whatever the guy's name is. What he did in the cover three teams that they were playing, it was like he was trying his very best to take away what Jalen does best as far as throwing the ball, right? The deep ball. He wants Jalen to take and dunk the ball. He's doing that, right? He's doing it. But if you go back and look at what the linebackers were doing as far as taking away the middle of the field, all the stuff that they were trying to do to keep Jalen from, you know, doing what he did with that 50-yard bomb to Jahan Dotson, right?
Sure.
Their whole scheme was to keep him from doing that, right? But they also wanted to try and stop us from running the ball. I thought he did a hell of a job in that game. And then you go to the Chiefs game, right? And you got what the Chiefs did. Their defensive coach, he was playing chess. And our offensive coordinator, like, we don't talk enough about, like, the fact that this guy right now, he's been given the keys to a Bugatti, and he's never called plays in the NFL for any team ever, right? So when you look at that first play of the game, and I think Jason Kelce talked about this a little earlier, you look at what happened. Jalen is literally looking right at A.J. Brown. He's about to turn the ball loose. And then you have Granderson. You have Grant Calcaterra that just get blown up. So from that point forward, if you're watching the game, Jalen doesn't trust that side of the line. He's looking over there like he's about to get his head knocked off every time these guys come off that side of the line. But you go back and you watch last year, right? So, for example, what our other tight end, his name is slipping my mind right now.
Calcaterra.
Goddard, right? Oh, so Goddard is really good at blocking.
Sure.
You go back and you watch what Goddard did. Go back and watch the Cincinnati game from last year. They ran that same exact play where A.J. goes in motion. He comes to the right side. He's the inside guy. And then Devontae goes right up the middle. A.J. goes to the outside. They ran that same play three times in that game. And Hurts literally, I think he completed two of the three passes to A.J.
So, Anthony, what you're basically saying is you think Jalen's doing a great job of managing the complexities of everything going on out there. Is that's pretty much it?
I think that
and that the coaches aren't doing a great job of putting him in the offense in position, and they're winning in spite of that. Is that essentially the translation?
In a nutshell, there you go. So if you look back at what year was it that the one year that Jalen almost won MVP in that
2022, he was
close,
awesome,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
What was so important about that year? You got a returning offensive coordinator who Jalen has a lot of trust. This is the first time in his career in the NFL and a long time in college that he's had a guy that he's built with. He trusts this guy. He knows that he's a good offensive coordinator. He throws for 3,800 passing yards that year, and he almost wins MVP. He hasn't had that here since that guy left. So I think we have to, yes, let's be critical of Jalen. We need to be. But I think what we also have to understand is that our tight end, who we rely on in our offense at least, to block a lot, and you lose Mekhi Becton, that's a huge loss for us. And then you take into account that Jalen has had an offensive coordinator every year.
Look, Anthony, you might be presenting the best defensive Jalen I've heard.
Really, it was very good.
It's a great call. I need you to call way more often. Give me an answer, pal. You can win both my book and you can win the tickets to Adam Sandler tonight. What is something big that's L.A. related?
I don't know if this one is big, but I would say the Hollywood sign.
So has already been said, and that is big, but literally.
Literally, yeah.
But give me something else.
Oh, man. There's another... like, I forget what it's called. I've been out there before, but it's the Hollywood Walk of Fame with the stars, but then, like, right around the corner from there or something, there's another, like, stars, like, place where they put stars for, like, musicians.
Well, we'll put you down for that one. Anthony, good call, man. Call when you can. Thanks, dude. Good stuff. That was really, really good. All right, let's get to the Got It During Window to the weekend as we look ahead, everything up ahead. You can buy a window or door and get the second and half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 1-877-GO-GUIDA. You can also visit GOGUIDA.com. Well, the weekend obviously will predominantly be dominated by football and, you know, the Eagles and the Rams from our standpoint, but a ton of college football action. Phillies with a three-game series in Arizona, the first of three series left for the Phillies in the regular season. I think a lot of eyes will be on the pitching staff, you know, who's, you know, fourth starter, who's that guy going to be? And then you want to see that.
Bueller. We might see Bueller.
Let's go on the record.
Taiwan
yeah.
tonight.
We're going to see them both. So let's go on the record. John, four starter is going to be who? Gut feeling. Week and a half to go.
Aaron Nola, as crazy as it sounds with him giving up those home runs, I do have faith that he can somehow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Powell buckled down because I've seen him pitch great when it matters.
Yeah, years ago. Devin?
But I don't feel great about that.
Yeah, I don't feel great about it. I wonder if they could do a piggyback, like, split start with Nola and Bueller, like what they're doing tonight, but with Nola.
But they won't because it's too righteous. I don't think they're – I don't think
you don't think
good,
they will together?
No, not in the playoffs.
I just don't – like, I don't feel great about – Nola starting in a postseason.
I don't either. I don't feel good about any of them.
But I feel greater about him than I do the others.
But would you feel better about a bullpen game?
No.
I mean,
I don't know the answer.
Rhea, who's it going to be?
It's probably going to be Nola.
I think it will
be. And I'll
be
hiding under my table the entire time.
I think I'm at the point with him that I now want Walker Bueller to win it.
Oh, I would, yeah.
Well, if he wins it, that would be awesome.
Walker Bueller's only had one.
But he's only got two more starts left. Yeah, no, I know.
They both have only had one solid start.
He wasn't good this year. Walker Bueller wasn't good. James, who's it going
to be? I want it to be Walker Bueller. I know he has been great this year. He's one of the great playoff pitchers alive right now. And I think it's absolutely going to be Aaron Nola. I don't even care how he looks in his next two starts. Like, I think it's going to be Aaron Nola.
Well, I am not nearly as definitive as you are on that, James. And I sure hope you're wrong that it's like already locked
in. I do
in.
Too, Joe. I do too. I hope I'm wrong.
Because, you know, that game four.
Well, do you like what?
You could be down 2-1.
But with the lefty righty thing. Would it be game four, or do you think that they'd try to put if it's
well,
righty?
Well, you know, it actually could be. It could be like game one or two, depending on how long the prior series
went. Exactly.
I mean, we say fourth game, but it's or four. You know, it's
yeah, but
it's
if
whatever.
They go time off. If Sanchez, if they go to five, and Sanchez has to pitch game five, you know, like they're
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, Sanchez would pitch four, and then the
four, you know, and then either way, neither of those guys would be able to pitch the opener in the next one.
All right, with that said, keep your eye on all of it for the weekend. Let's get to what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
All right, time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi is booming. Unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Tom Jordan.
Can someone explain to me what the definition of a football play is? I'm sick and tired of people saying that the tush push is not a football play. Just tell me what a real football play is, and then we can set the standard. It's all a silly debate because other teams can't figure out how to do it successfully, period.
Well, you're right. It is a football play in that it is technically a play in a pro football game. It's what many people around the nation think should not be a football play.
Uh-oh, Joe lost beat the hammer. Why'd you lose, Joe? That boot on your foot? Everyone rejoice. Joe has lost. Go Birds!
God, I was so aggravated. I really was.
How about this? When Joe loses beat the hammer on Friday, then he has to take Mondays off. That way we can all be winners. Time's yours.
I'll tell you what, that works for me. As long as it's a paid vacation, I got no problem with that.
How does Joey Bathtub not know Rollins and Victorino were traded to the Dodgers? The answer is twofold. He doesn't even watch baseball, and he's a Mets fan. Great job, Hammer.
Wow.
Yes! Come on, man.
Crushed you.
What a call.
It's outrageous. I mean, it's nonsense, but okay. That's it?
Yeah.
We got to end on that garbage? Fine. With that, time's yours. We shut it.
The Time's Total Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
All right, let's get to Thomas. He's calling from Broomall. What's going on, Thomas?
Hey, guys. What's up? First, I want to start with my prediction. My heart says the Eagles. My head says the Rams.
No! No!
Sorry.
No! I'm just going to interrupt
2023,
you.
What I've seen so much so far.
What?
The passing game. Also, A.J. Brown. I wouldn't be surprised if his agent is in his ear saying, hey, you know,
come
maybe
on,
relocation and a
trade. Come on.
Oh, that's possible.
What are you doing?
Well, that is possible.
No, seriously. But yeah. With the whole Jalen thing, and this is why it's important to have a backup like Tanner McKee. When he's healthy, he can throw the ball. I get Jalen can too, but we haven't seen that yet. And maybe they do both quarterbacks playing in the same game.
Stop. That is ridiculous.
Well, that's not
what you're saying is absurd.
That's not going to happen.
My answer is the film industry, if it hasn't been said.
Has been said by me taking it all off the board. Give me something else.
All right. The palm trees.
Okay, we'll give you
that's
that.
That's a good one.
We're turning to quickly, looking for the best answer, L.A. related, good or bad, something notable. Dave, what do you got?
The helicopter crash, Kobe.
The Kobe crash.
Yeah,
well, Kobe,
yeah.
The player, a bit sad, but fair enough. All right, we're looking to turn two quickly. Bam, give me something notable, L.A. related.
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop is big. I was waiting for Snoop earlier for sure. And of course, then there's Tupac with To Live and Die in L.A. Gary in Vineland. Gary, give me an answer. Something notable with L.A.
Best thing to listen to a baseball game, Larry Anderson. L.A.
Wow.
Oh, that's clever.
Vince Scully would have been a better answer.
Very clever, though.
All right, we got to come up with a winning answer, of which we have many answers to choose between. The O.J. car chase, big answer. The L.A. Now, these are the ones said by the callers. We said many others ourselves. But O.J. car chase, the L.A. riots, the Walk of Fame, the Oscars, the Showtime Lakers, earthquakes, probably the biggest answers that were said by the
earthquakes
audience.
I'm going to do the Oscars.
The L.A. was a good answer.
What's the L.A.?
Box. L.A., Larry Anderson.
Yeah, but that's not like...
Oh, Larry Anderson. Yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
fit
that's
the...
Not, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Devin, what do you think?
Well, I personally like the... I think it was Ken's, the 405, the 101.
Yeah, well, no one knows that.
Not.
And they do that in Northern
I'll
California.
I'll say the Hollywood
also.
Sign.
No, that was Rhea's
no,
answer.
No, Rhea said that.
Oh, the Walk of Fame, then.
Okay. Walk of Fame got said by a lot of people today. All right, so Walk of Fame.
I say the Academy Awards I'm voting for.
James says the Oscars. Rhea, you say which one?
I'm totally with John on this one. L.A. was incredibly creative.
Well, yeah.
But it was like a Los Angeles-based question.
It might be too far. No. We're straying too far.
You're straying way
too far. All right, I'll go O.J., the O.J. car chase.
And James, you said the Oscars?
I said, yeah, it's the positive one, at least.
Man. L.A., I kind of like the Walk of Fame because it sort of is symbolic of the stars.
Yeah. It's cool. It's a good answer.
It's cool to visit. It is.
Yeah, let's go with the Walk of Fame. That's a big one. Matt, congratulations with that answer. These were all great answers for sure, although one or two kind of stunk, but most were really good. All right, everyone, have a great, great weekend. Go Birds, obviously. Eagles and Rams on Sunday. Remember, you can listen to Merrill, Mike, and Devin on the call. That.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.